The Department of Water Resources said the Sierra, Southern Cascades, and Trinity Mountain snow levels are just at about 25% of average. DWR's Snow Surveys and Water Supply Forecasting Unit Manager Sean DeGuzman was part of the team conducting the measurement at Phillips Station in the Sierra Nevada Mountains.
So for our survey today, we recorded a snow depth of 7.5 inches and a snow water content of 3 inches.
Snow water content measures the amount of water within the snowpack. The level of snowpack at Phillips Station came in at about 30%. For the April average, which is typically the largest snow level of the season, Phillips came in at about 12% of that average. DeGuzman said the current averages are considerably below last year at this time.
Our statewide snowpack was already at 177% of average to date, which is more than half of the average yearly total.
State water officials said state reservoirs are still above average for this time of year, and strong El Nino conditions are present in the Pacific Ocean. But as DWR's Sean DeGuzman says, that still leaves no guarantee of a strong finish to the season.
Today's result shows that it's really still too early to determine what kind of year we'll have in terms of wet or dry. And there can be so many things that happen with our storm systems between now and April, when we should see our peak snowpack. Luckily, our statewide reservoirs are still well above average this time of year, thanks in part to how wet it was last year with our wet winter. And our statewide, our reservoir storage is looking at about 116% of average right now.
On average, the Sierra snowpack supplies about 30% of California's water needs. The next snow survey is scheduled for February 1st. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.